All right, it is 9:30, kids. Time for the Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact with you live on the internet. You can watch us live, you can watch a replay, you can listen to the podcast, a whole bunch of ways, and plus we expect you to interact with us via Twitter, YouTube, Google+, avoidingchores.com. The list is endless. And let's do the first round of introductions as we get all settled in for another Friday night. Let's go to Cape Breton, and where we have Carrie with us tonight. Always good to have Carrie with us. Moving on.
Yeah, how are you doing, everybody?
Doing pretty good, Carrie. We're going to move on to the Valley. We got Lee Hoogly Beer and Booze Reviews off the YouTube with us tonight. And, of course, I'm here in Halifax tonight. We're supposed to get one more panelist on. We're supposed to get Jocelyn. He'll be remoting in from North Conway in Vermont. So we'll hopefully get him Wi-Fi allowing. So that's good. All right, boys, we'll start off the way that we normally start, which is what we are drinking tonight. So let's start with Lee here. Lee, what are you drinking tonight, sir?
Right now I'm drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
How is that?
That's not bad.
Is it like your typical like harvest ale kind of?
Yeah, somewhere in between there kind of thing. Honestly, to tell you the truth, I probably like, say, like Rickard's Lederhosen better for an Oktoberfest than I do this one. But
okay. All right. Good to know. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a Propeller Double IPA.
All right.
I'm enjoying it. It's got some nice, good hoppy flavor to it. Not overly hopped, but it is very tasty.
All right. Good stuff. And I am drinking, it's going to get harder and harder to find this, from Garrison, our friends at Garrison, Double Jack Imperial Pumpkin Ale, 8% with pumpkin and some nice spices. And between this and Sea Levels Pumpkin Grinner, I think these are the two top pumpkin ales that is brewed in Nova Scotia, and we have 5 to choose from this year, so there's quite a bit of pumpkin ale to choose from. All right, we got a number of people jumping in, watching. I'd like to thank everybody for jumping in. Remember, you can interact with us. Send us a tweet at one of our handles here, or use the hashtag Friday Night Hangout. You can also leave us a comment on the YouTube, Google+, and on the Avoiding Chores page, and we'll be monitoring that, and we'll be making sure that we'll be checking the comments regularly, because we're going to start with the big topic that has been dominating the news for the last 2-3 days now, which is, I entitled it, the Lone Wolf Attacks against the Canadian military. We had 2 attacks. We had an individual that attacked the military in Saint-Jean-de-Richelieu, and, of course, the one that got the most attention the day after in Ottawa. Let's start with Lee. For what happened on Wednesday, how did you find out what was going on, or what was going on in Ottawa?
It jumped on the news pretty quick. I mean, almost all the Canadian news outlets were right on top of it, and of course the Americans were right on top of it as well, because as soon as someone hinted to the idea that this guy might have some sort of Islamic connection, they're immediately, oh, terrorist, 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 we got to get on board and cover this all of a sudden. I mean, if it was just another few and far between kind of shooting that you'd have in Canada, they wouldn't have given a crap, but it was, it was a serious news story in that regard, so for them, so. Although I'd say our media covered the story much better than the Americans did, that's for sure.
That definitely does seem to be the consensus that people were getting. CBC was definitely doing a much better job there. Carrie, what were you doing when you were finding things out? Were you, like, glued, or you're getting stuff afterwards, or how were you learning about the events?
For Wednesday, I was working, of course, but then I just happened to peek on Facebook and see what was going on, and then this thing showed up, and I was shocked, to tell you the truth, that only because of the one in Quebec, where those two soldiers were run down by that one person.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a long time before we actually think about what the heck is going on here. Just the tip of the iceberg for this matter in itself.
Yeah, let's go back to the event in Quebec there, where, you know, it didn't really get a lot of play, but, you know, things were starting to come out the next day, and, you know, you're learning about this individual, this white guy, that decides, you know, had a breakdown or whatever and decides to do a conversion and call himself, was it Allah Le Converted or Le Converti? It was. So, you know, somebody who's mentally unhinged there, and then you see what's happening in Ottawa, where, you know, at first we didn't really know what was going on, but by supper time, where the identity of the person was kind of being published by CBS News, or, you know, pictures on 4chan and all that stuff, getting a little bit better of an idea. You know, for me, I was thinking, and that's why I put the title, Lone Wolf, more, you know, is this the start of these lone wolf attacks where, you know, the radicalized people or people who are just mentally unhinged that go on forums and stuff and they just, you know, indoctrinate a certain mindset and then something triggered and they decide to go to action, which is a hell of a lot more scary than, you know, just adding barriers at airports, right?
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, as good as our media was in covering the events as they were going down this week, they're still planted in the public's mind all of a sudden that idea that, oh, things are really getting bad here, or this is really going to be, you know, the first domino knocking the rest down to, like, some sort of full-scale terrorist nonsense. I think people should maybe take a deep breath and not worry as much about it. I mean, it's the kind of thing. It's the kind of thing these people actually want, right? They want to scare people. I mean, they did an effective job since 9/11 scaring the Americans, and look what happened down there. I mean, let's take a deep breath and think about this thing. You know, let's not have a Patriot Act or some nonsense like that start getting passed in Canada because of a couple of attacks.
Yeah, and based on, you know, we'll find out more what's going on, but bring up the good point, and we'll just transition to that, where calm should prevail. But the next day, didn't get a lot of play on the national CBC, though. Halifax, the downtown core, was in lockdown for most of the morning on Thursday. Somebody saw somebody with a tan, with black clothing, carrying what the person thought was a rifle.
Yeah.
And then that proceeded. Now, police brought some of their teams down, started going through the downtown core. Now, the police didn't blockade any streets or given the order, you know, lock it down or anything like that. They're just doing the search as normal. A lot of building managers, especially with government and schools and universities, they were locking down buildings. They were making the decisions to lock it down and be in the workplace, my work, which is not downtown. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these messages. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to make it to the meeting because the building's locked down. And I'm seeing on Twitter, school's in lockdown and Dow is in lockdown and all this stuff, control and maintain status and all this stuff. And, you know, it brought me back to when we had the anthrax scare a number of years ago, 8-9 years ago, and people from way out in the sticks, they're calling the police, yeah, I've seen white powder. And it's like, there's no reason why anybody would be in your town in remote Quebec in this instance here, dropping off white powder.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, well, not the funny thing, they did find somebody, 25-year-old from Fall River, who had a sawed-off shotgun. And this was a good point me and Kerry were talking about earlier here on the show. It's like, you know, you hear talk on Twitter and stuff, and somebody was mentioning, hey, you know what, if we had our gun registry, we would be able to know stuff about the gun and maybe not sell the gun to the person in Ottawa. It's like, oh yeah, some homeless guy who's been living in a homeless shelter in Ottawa for the last 10 days just decided to walk up to the Canadian Tire and get this 30-30 hunting rifle. It doesn't happen that way. People can get guns in different ways, much like this person in Halifax who picked up a sawed-off shotgun, you know, in downtown. You know, stuff happens. And now, you know, being hunting season in rural Nova Scotia, somebody's going grouse hunting, and they're shooting their .22, and then the old lady watching The View afterwards and watching all the news about Ebola and all that stuff, calling up the RCMP about, you know, shots fired, and then you had another call up in Cape Breton. And then,
yeah, in Cheticamp.
Was it Cheticamp or Inverness County?
It was in near Cheticamp where they had that, and it is hunting season, but I mean, you can't. I thought the rules were you can't discharge a firearm within 1 mile of a residence or something, but it's just.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, you know, everybody's all heightened and stuff, but you gotta remember, you know, it's, but what Lee was saying earlier is just, you know, you gotta calm down after the day after a bit.
Stop and think about what you're doing. Oh, you saw a brown person who looks like they might be carrying a gun.
And to be light on the subject here about the Halifax situation, anybody knows. You don't bring an umbrella in Halifax. They just don't work in Halifax. Umbrellas don't work in Halifax. To keep you dry. They just don't help. Yeah. All right, kids. Go ahead, Gary.
Let me do one more about this here.
Yep.
Guys, people, I've been in situations where the terrorist threat was active. I've been to several countries around the world. It's been a year in England. I've been to Israel. And I know what it was like living the terrorist threat. And we as Canadians have been an opportunist, or not an opportunist, we have been a
privilege,
a free country forever. And that's what we have to live on. We lost our innocence a little bit, but we're going to get that back, and we will be a stronger Canada for it.
Yep, totally agree. I'm just going to share here. Now, there was the cartoon print that was making the rounds here, and I just want to show it to people. That went on the Chronicle Herald. I think everybody saw this cartoon yesterday. You guys can see it?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Just a quick note, if you're going on our Google Plus page, event page, I have the link here. You can go to the Chronicle Herald and actually buy the print for $24, and the proceeds will be going to the Cirillo family to help them out with that. So if you want to do something about this, you can buy the print, which has been making the rounds. A little FYI for people there. So that was good. We'll do a quick check on the comments here. Just a reminder, folks, that you can comment to us live, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, and roadchores.com. Kerry has the YouTube. You might have to kick the refresh button here while he does that. I just happen to have the Avoiding Chores page up. And then I'll hand it off to Lee here for the next segment here. But Bluefin, he was commenting here. Hey, gang. I'm on my last week here for this rotation out in the scene, so of course there'll be no beer but a nice cup of tea. Enjoy a beer at home during the next hangout, so that is good. And he just posted here that it's been a very tragic week in Canada, and we must reevaluate security measures here, of course, but we can't get into what the terrorists want. Fear, such senseless acts such as these have far-reaching consequences. So true, and what I think what was Lee and what Carrie was saying here about you know, our free society and how we cherish that. Carrie, any comments on the YouTube page?
The YouTube had a bunch.
All right.
John Bignall is, like I said, he's mixing his drink as he waits. Slow River.
Yes.
He says, hey guys, heard it might rain in HRM today. He's drinking a Lug Tread from Bose tonight.
Yep. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. GC Storm. GC Storm also says, hi guys, he's having a Keith or a Keats Sapphire Hop Ale.
Hang on. Let me make a note. We'll talk about Keats later today.
Yeah, we should bring that up. We should really bring that up.
He's also into a Gahan pumpkin ale.
Oh, yeah, the one that has no pumpkin in it. That's awesome.
Yeah, the one's just a syrup.
He said he also had a double jack last night. He says he's glad he got one of them before it's gone.
Yeah, no, it's good. I like it. Yeah.
I'm kind of partial to the pumpkin stuff, but anyway, that's me. Beer Guy Reviews. Who's that guy?
Guy from Ottawa. Yeah.
Friend of mine.
He says his mom used to work across from the hall where Kevin Vickers back in the day. Well, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slow River, another comment. I don't think I'm going backwards on these, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It was pretty scary watching what was going on through the day. Obviously, there are limits to what they can do and should share during the events. But I thought it was pretty terrible that our Prime Minister didn't materialize until after 8 p.m. After we had already seen the updates from Obama and the other world leaders. Well, having said that, it was nice to see all the parties together the next day. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But when you're under that sort of security umbrella, you have to...
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is that until 8 o'clock that night, you know, they were still under the assumption that, you know, there was somebody else, right? So.
Yeah. And he was stuck in the broom closet or something anyway, wasn't he?
Okay, you know what? I'll have to mention that. I've been seeing National Post, and I know National Post likes to do this stuff here. You know, basically the framing, the headline that, you know, he was stuffed into a little tiny little broom closet for 8 hours and nobody knew where he was. But, you know, let's think about it, right? You know, he's in his office there and gunshots, and he has his RCMP guys, and what's the first tactical thing is to put him in the secure room, you know?
Yeah, that's what they do. If Obama had been in the White House there last month when that guy managed to get inside, they would have shut Obama down and kept them somewhere safe until they cleared the entire area.
So, you know, and don't try to read comments on National Post and some of these papers here where, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, like how people are trying to get
negative responses from pro-Harper people, and they're trying to get a nice smug little smile from the people who don't like Harper, like, yeah, that sounds like that jackass, you know.
While everybody, you know, then, whatever, okay. Anyway. To me, that's not a big thing.
It's not.
We've seen it in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Any other comments, Carrie? You probably should have a few more. Or?
Not there, no. No.
Are we all done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, well, we got a number of people watching. Thanks, guys, for guys and gals, for jumping in and watching us live. Just a reminder that you can scrub through if you're watching live, like the DVR, or you can wait to the end. We'll have the replay be ready in about 10, 15 minutes once we're done. We also have the audio-only podcast. You can listen on your way to work on Monday, which a growing number of you are doing. So thank you for that. Let's move on to the next topic here, which is, excuse me, let's talk about Ebola. No, let's not talk about Ebola. Let's talk about the flu, the other thing that's freaking people out. Now, I linked the story here about how healthcare workers, there have been a few exercises, you know, a few places in Canada and U.S. to prepare about, you know, what if Ebola comes to our city. We've seen, you know, a doctor in New York, I think. Now he's under quarantine and all that stuff. While the two ladies in Dallas, they got their discharge papers, so they're virus-free and all that. But the real concern is the flu season, or the flu bug, which I agree, and also this thing where all the people in North America that you heard getting Ebola have been healthcare workers, and that reminds me of a stat that I heard, and I mentioned on a previous Hangout, that over 40% of healthcare workers in Nova Scotia do not get their flu shots.
That's pretty damn stupid, too.
So why are, you know, is there something with healthcare workers feeling immune to, like,
even
about these diseases, or?
Even if they are immune, they can still carry the damn stuff. I mean, come on. It's just irresponsible is what it is. I mean, they should know better.
And especially now that, here, at least here in Nova Scotia, the government had made the flu shot a lot easier
to get. Got mine today.
You can get yours at the drugstore, Shoppers Drug Mart, Lawton's. There's a whole many. There's no excuse. You can get them pretty much anywhere. And, how long did it take you today, Lee, to get your shot?
Took me 5 minutes.
Perfect. You know, that's what you want to hear, right? Yeah. You're probably going there getting some food for supper or something like that, and you're like, let me get my flu shot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, apart from the side effects of it, because, you know, flu shots are controlled by the Illuminati, and they're trying to put mind control drugs into all of our systems. But, you know, other than that, it's free, so why the hell not? Why the hell not?
Exactly. Free, man. Well, especially for us, we got a one-year-old here in the house, and I usually don't, just because, not like I had a stance or anything, but I just wasn't getting my flu shot. I don't get flu that often, but since we have the little one here, I'm getting my shot, and I'll be getting my shot next little while. So that's why I find it difficult when I hear the stats of healthcare workers not getting their shots, not getting...
It's distressing because hospitals are dirty places. They really are. They really are dirty places.
For sure. I agree with that, Lee. I agree 100% with that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was downtown earlier this week, and we had the cruise ship, the Queen Mary II, was docked in Halifax, and I had to be at Pier 21 for work and stuff like that. And I'm there, and I'm looking out the window, and the passengers were getting lined up to go back onto the ship and stuff like that. And all I saw was the age demographic, right? Queen Mary II. And all I could think of is, you know, those stranded cruise ships, 3 days with all these people with norovirus and whatever, you know, flu and whatever disease and
yep.
Not be able to use the toilets and, you know, just can't touch anything and all that stuff. So
it happens. I mean, I can still remember vividly, even though I was a very young child, my family took a vacation on the ferry over to Prince Edward Island, and everyone aboard that ferry got diarrhea and flu. It's like,
I alluded to something like that there a couple of weeks ago, and that was the same thing. It doesn't matter where it comes from, but you're going to get it. I got my flu shot yesterday or the day before, and it was simple and painless. It's one of those things that you need to do. If you're around people, you have to have that. But for me, what really bothers me is that when you get people that are wearing too much perfume. And I'm allergic to perfume, and I just found that out a couple of days ago when I almost died at work, and it was just... Be careful on your scents, people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. So we were down at somewhere, and then someone was whipping out a pack of smokes, and just to tell you how we're used to, you know, reduce scents and stuff like that, the pack of smokes, how, man, that is an endangered species.
Yeah, well, it's weird. It's like, what happened to just putting on some deodorant and going out about your day? It's like, now you see all these like teenage boys wearing perfume that smells sweeter than what a woman would typically wear, like all this Axe and all this garbage, right? It's just
right on.
It's absolutely stupid and repulsive.
Now for the shots and stuff, we can blame the nurses, but not the paramedics. Paramedics, you know, being really the frontline guys and girls, helping people out there. You know, I am pretty sure they get their shots and stuff like that. So, I would think so.
Yeah, well, that's what my doctor said. He said unless he has a flu shot, he cannot go into the main hospital.
Can't be really sticking your hand in people's chest cavities, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Let's do a quick round of comments, and then we'll do what we're drinking and all this other stuff. Give a chance for our guys to reload the pages, and we'll let Lee take over here on avoidingchores.com. Carrie's going to reload YouTube, and just a reminder, folks, you can send us a tweet. You can go to avoidingchores.com. You can go to YouTube, Google+, leave a comment on the show, and we will read over your comments. Just a little reminder, we also do this every week. We also have the podcast version of this, so you can listen on the bus Monday and say, wow, I should watch this live. This sounds awesome.
They sound like very handsome gentlemen. We should
very handsome, them. Very energetic, and they don't sound drunk at all.
Yeah.
No, amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. All right, let's start with Lee. Lee, anything on voidingchores.com?
Yeah, Bluefin's here, some more stuff. He says, in relation to the cartoon in the Herald, he said that was very touching.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. He says, hey guys, on my last trip home, I downloaded the podcast to the show and listened to it while driving out the highway to go camping. The podcast was very interesting to listen to while driving. I plan to do that more often. Let's all try it at least once. See, there you go. Testimony from an actual satisfied customer.
Well, I've been mentioning this a few times. I'm not saying it because I want to push people to download the podcast. I do, you know, there's quite a few of the podcasts when you listen to just the audio only, it as good as pretty much a lot of anything local that that people are pushing out for sure.
Hmm.
Any other comments there, Lee?
Yeah, and he says one more last thing. He said, you think many more people get the flu shot, it can save you a lot of suffering. Well, that's just the thing. A lot of people aren't educated about why people should get the flu shot and what it actually does. It's not necessarily guaranteeing you will not get the flu. It's about building up the herd immunity and protecting people who are more at risk of you know, dying from an actual flu. So that's what it's about.
Exactly. I just got a message here from Jocelyn. He won't be joining us here. Apparently, his Wi-Fi is not working very well out in North Conway in the States.
Where's he staying?
Well, I think we need to ask that question. Are you staying somewhere where you actually have good Wi-Fi? And the answer is probably not. He probably has, probably in the van and by the river or something like that. Who knows? Carrie, what we got on the comments here? For
Nothing. You know why? Because I'm sort of amazed at what Jocelyn said, because he stayed in North Conway, and I stayed at the Radisson, one of those Radisson...
Express? No.
The Residence?
The Residence or the Courtyard?
Oh, the Residence.
Okay.
It was an awesome place to stay. Yeah, free Wi-Fi, big huge ensuite room and everything else for $135 a night, and free buffet in the evening, free breakfast in the morning. It was a great package for a fall visit. Like, we were there at Labor Day. Anyway, and the Wi-Fi was great. So that's what I say. I have a friend watching, but he's not commenting. He's one of my friends from one of the other sites that I listen to. Magnu, hey buddy, how you doing? Comment if you want or not, and enjoy the show.
Well, we know that people are watching tonight, so hopefully he's one of them.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. So no other comments on the YouTube?
No.
All right. Okay, not bad. We'll move on to the next topic. Actually, before we do that, let's do a quick round of what we're drinking tonight here. Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm going on to the best bitter because I ran out of those other beers that I was drinking. The Propeller Double IPA, which was a great beer, and my old standby, going on the Pickeroons best bitter.
Pickeroons. Can't go wrong with that. Lee, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm still on the Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
All right. Is it winning you over? Is it getting better?
No, I had it years before, and it wasn't that great to start with, and it's still not that great. It's passable, though. It'll do you in a pinch, basically.
Well, something that does well in a pinch is Garrison's Double Jack Imperial Pumpkin Ale, 8%. Comes in the big 650ml bottle. You won't be able to find this at the Garrison Brewery. They've sold out, but if you go to some Nova Scotia NSLCs, you'll be able to find it. It is really nice. It is really, really nice. Pumpkin Ale, that and Sea Level are my top two favorite pumpkin ales. Normally, I would go through the rundown of a number of other craft breweries and what they're doing, but you know what? They're all going to be at the Celtic Fest in Port Hawkesbury this weekend. Big Spruce, they're hosting some big shindig. They built trebuchets to launch pumpkins in the air and fire. And they have their own pumpkin ale that they're launching that has been smoked. Cooked, slow cooked, smoked, whatever. So a lot of them will be down there for that weekend. So if you're looking for a road trip, Port Hawkesbury, the Celtic Oktoberfest or Celtic Fest, you'll be able to check that out. All right, let's go on to the next topic, which is the Halifax Mystery Walls. They're trying to get some protection. So we're going to flash on here some pictures here and just to show people what we're talking about. People in Halifax may have heard of the Halifax Mystery Walls. And let me just get the picture here ready. And it's not a protected site yet, but there's a group that's trying to get this protected. And this is something that's right behind the Bears Lake Shopping Center, if you're familiar with Halifax. And this is an odd five-sided or five-walled structure. It's not a small structure. You can see there. Nobody knows why it was built, who built it. They can guess. The big problem is people are going in, trying to find treasure and ruining the structure. So there's a group here that want to get the city or get the province to give it a little bit more historical protection. And this is a very interesting story here because they think this was built in the early, maybe mid 1700s. So we're talking a long time ago. They think that this was, you know, you think back then, the trees that you see in the picture, trees were probably weren't there. People probably, they probably got a nice clear view to the harbor. You know, Chibucto Island, which is McNabb Island that we know now today. So that could have been a sentry point. That could have been you know, the early Citadel Hill that they could see from far away, because 1700s, the French were, you know, they could have been attacking or vice versa. Who knows what the hell was going on? Halifax was not the capital of Nova Scotia, for sure.
No.
At the time, so.
Louisburg was.
Exactly. Louisburg was the main shipping. There was three main shipping areas In North America, in that time, it was Boston, Philadelphia, and Lewisburg. They were the main shipping ports. So, anyway, this is one of the odd features on the stone wall is this little cube thing. It's a five-sided wall. It's just the oddest thing. Nobody knows who built it, what this square is for. Some say it's to cellar some food over the winter.
That's probably the cracker.
Or it could have been to store ammunition. Keep your powder dry.
Could have been a not so portable portal potty.
Yeah, who knows, eh?
Yeah, but there's no superstructure on it. It's just the bottom part.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Yeah, like I don't see from the previous picture no posts or if there was some walls or some posts or
it looks kind of funny because you can see some. I've seen some old like remnants of when I was in the UK where they had those old stone barrows and stuff where there was. You could see that stuff even like in Newfoundland with where they had those old buildings, but it's just there's no semblance of a superstructure over top of it.
Yeah, it just looks like a basic foundation. Looks like everything, almost like everything was like lifted off it and used for something else.
The interesting thing is that the initial research that was done has been done to now shows that it wasn't built by the English and it wasn't built by the French.
Ooh.
To add to the mystery,
perhaps Vikings.
The Chinese. Yeah. Did you watch one about the Chinese? They said that there was a longboats that or Chinese longboats that came to Cape Breton. Every
I gotta
find some. I'll have to find some.
Ironically, when I was at Pier 21 this week, I was looking at this interpretive display about the Portuguese being in North America, getting to North America before Cabot by like 50 years or something like that. So, and of course, the stories of Partridge Island being visited before here. So, anyway, so the interesting with these mystery walls is that the group here, the society group, they do want the site to be protected so that they can get funding, get some more archaeologists out there and try to find out what's going on because it wasn't built by the English, wasn't built by the French, and they think it's sometime in the 1700s. Well, who could it be?
Yeah, and they won't be able to find that out until they do that. And just like Oak Island, if you don't preserve it, people will come and tear it apart and
that's right.
No one's there at all.
That's right. All right, let's move on to the next topic here, and then we'll do a round of comments here. There's new guidelines for drones in Canada. Transport Canada wants to have a few more rules. Basically, they want people to create a culture of safety. So, they want you to take your drone and don't fly them at least 8 kilometers from an airport. Don't go higher than 90 meters. Basically, don't try to pilot your drone to planes, to public spaces. You know, basically to freak people out as to what's this floating in the sky. when you take it that way, it's pretty reasonable. I don't know. Unless you want a fine of $3,000 and upwards there. So, if you're doing it for fun, you don't need a certificate. But if you're doing it for work, you're going to need a Transport Canada certificate and all that shenanigans.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lee.
I was just going to say, how much do these damn things cost?
Well, I know the one that there's the company here in Dartmouth. They do the drones, and you can strap a camera on it and do these aerial shots, right? And that's like $1,200, $1,300 for one of those drones.
Yeah, I don't want a damn drone. I want my damn hover car.
The hoverboard is getting close. You see the video, the hoverboard? The Back to the Future hoverboard, yeah. Skateboard? Game close. Provided that you have a copper ramp to balance the magnets.
Yeah. Not quite the hoverboard Marty McFly was.
But what do you think about these rules? Like, do you think this is a good... I think this is a good move by Transport Canada to basically say, listen, if you're going to do this for, you know, shits and giggles, go in the fields, go in the woods, but if you're going to do this legit and make money off of it to try to get these shots and stuff like that, you know, get the proper paperwork and be a little bit more responsible than... And one of the other things they said is you have to operate the drone... line of sight, you still got to see the drone as you pilot it, because some of these newer drones, you can program the flight path on your smartphone or on your tablet by using the GPS coordinates. So you're not necessarily in control of the device here. So
I don't think anyone should actually have these. I don't think the military should be able to use them domestically. I don't think the police should be able to use them domestically. I don't think civilians should be able to have them, honestly.
Too
big of a can of worms, I think.
Well, you know, here's another thing that we forget about here. What about people flying the drones in downtowns and flying them over hospitals, over flight pads for the Lifeline helicopters, right?
Yeah. What about someone strapping a bomb on it and using a burner phone to pilot the damn thing, so you can never trace it back to the person? Because, you know, they just ditch the phone as soon as they're done. There you go. There's your terrorist threat right there. Someone flying a bomb into the Capitol building.
Yeah. Sounds too simple.
No, but it's not. It's not, Jim. It's not too simple. Years ago, when I was a model airplane enthusiast, I used to fly hang gliders, not hand-launched gliders, and then... The next step up of that was free flight gliders, and it was still the Model Airplane Association of Canada knew the rules. They didn't fly close to airports and everything else. It's pretty well much the similar rules as what you're saying for the drones. So if they expand those just a little bit, saying that you cannot do these rules, you cannot fly with it unless you can prove you can do these rules. I agree. I'm a former military person who flew unmanned air vehicles and drones, and I know that those situations that they want them to do are perfect. You have to do that. Otherwise, you will have some idiot putting an AR drone up. Like for me, my flight line between me and Sydney, one of the landing things, is only 300 meters away from me.
Right.
So if I do that, and I put up an air drone in between the line of the flight path of that aircraft and the runway, something will happen. But you know, you got to have some common sense about it. It's those are good rules. I know because of the Model Aircraft Air Association years ago, and those rules are still in place. They should make it so.
But you know, you bring up a good point there, which I never really thought of was the whole RC. Industry, you know, because you know, maybe because the fact that the drones were so new, it's just this brand new thing, and it's a whole way of thinking about that. But really, it's a remote-controlled aircraft, and that should get rolled in with what you were saying there—the planes, the model aircraft and helicopters and all that rigmarole there. So
it's not any different.
Yeah, it's the same thing. No, I agree with you there. I agree with you there, sir. All right, let's do a quick check on comments, and then we'll do the bit, our new bit. And maybe people can jump in, and this is your chance to comment here. Give a chance for the guys to refresh the pages here. We're going to have, this is our new bit. It's called the Wayback Machine. This is where I pick a random number between 1976 and 2014, and we reminisce. We reminisce. And I got a couple pages so we can reminisce. If you want to reminisce with us too, feel free to send us a tweet, comment on avoidingchores.com, the show page, YouTube, Google+, and just give you a hint, get you thinking. We're going to talk about 1990. That's our way back machine time. But let's get back to let's do Carrie. Carrie, anything on YouTube?
Unfortunately, no.
No, no. That's started off strong.
I know what's said.
What happened? What's going on there? Are we having issues with the comments again?
There might be.
Which one's
Google's been acting up for a little while now.
Well, the last couple of weeks there, we've been having, and I got two screens tonight here, and I'm refreshing on the other one here, and I'm getting like issues here.
Because I don't get Hangout notifications anymore in my little bell. Now really? I have to actually go into my Google Plus page to see the.
Carrie, I'll just check on my Google Plus notifications there. I do have a few comments there. I don't know if you want me to read that, if you want there. Or are you seeing them?
Go.
If you're not seeing them. All right. SlowVR, Neil says here, I was at a cyclocross race a couple weeks ago, and someone was filming with a drone. It was pretty cool to watch. And I would agree. It would be pretty cool to watch that thing, too. Beer Gee Review says I'll ship beer to you using a drone, Lee. So you can get your brother to shoot it down there.
Yeah.
SlowVR says here a quadcopter drone is no different than an RC helicopter, just easier to control and more mass market appeal. People are getting freaked out because drone makes you think of unmanned spy planes and bombers, but these are toys. Kind of similar to what we were saying a few minutes ago. Jason Spears says, hey guys, sorry I'm late. Working long hours last couple weeks, having a moose head boundary. It was good to have you with us, Jason. And let us know, Jason, if you're going to that Celtic Fest there up in tomorrow. And SlowVR says here, did Todd has his internet privileges revoked? And I don't know if, Neil, you were online or you were watching when last few Hangouts. Todd has decided to take a hiatus from the Friday night Hangouts and avoiding chores in general. So you might not see him for the next little while, but hopefully we can get Todd back in the next next couple months there.
He's a busy man. Just the tweeting and Facebook posts alone must take up about 18 hours of his day.
Yeah, well, yeah, he wants to do his Todd the Beer Dude thing, so that's his thing.
Now.
So, yeah, hey, can't blame him. It is a crowded craft beer market in Nova Scotia, so. But you know, once artisanal toast takes off, all these foodies, they're gonna go towards artisanal toast and leave us.
Yeah.
Leave us with the beer, and then we can actually have some fun with that. So, all right. So let's do the bit. Lee, did we check?
There's only one more comment here. It says, avoiding chores is enjoyed by sluts. Oh no, wait, that must be a hacker or something.
All right, let's quickly mention about that because I had put the note.
Yeah, Alexander Keith's tweet this morning, appeared briefly saying sluts like Alexander Keith, and some people thankfully got a screen cap of it before it went down. Alexander Keith claims it was hackers. If someone hacks your Twitter account, it doesn't get back up that quickly. So someone Alexander Keith was being naughty, I think.
And I believe there was an event in Toronto just a few hours before, so, and you know how it works, well, at least my impression of how it works is that you have a communication marketing group that works on behalf of Keith's,
mm-hmm.
an Extreme or Revolve here in whatever marketing company color, and many people have access to Twitter accounts, they're on their phone, and much like what I do when I go to a beer fest or whatever, I have to make damn sure that the avatar, when I bring up my Twitter or Hootsuite, is not my work avatar. It's my personal avatar. So, you're right, Lee. Looks like somebody at the marketing group took to Twitter and said...
Got a little tipsy, or maybe some hooker he picked up in the city got on his phone while he had his Twitter going, you know? But either way, I want to reiterate my response tweet to that. That I'd like to think that our sluts here in Nova Scotia have a better taste in beer than Alexander Keith's.
Oh yeah, right on, right on.
I think this made the main news, so if you guys want to check out the main news, CTV and CBC, I think you'll find the story, or just Google sluts, likes, and the whole explosion there, which is just ridiculous. It's like there's no, I think we've gone through too many of these situations here where it's like calm down, guys. Like
their one hop series is embarrassing enough. They don't need any more.
They don't need that, and you know there's no place for that stuff. So in this day and age here, especially with that. All right. Way back in 1990. This is where we look back, way back. Let's start with Canada. And I got a few things here, and then we can reminisce about that 1990. Let's go back here. Brian Mulroney was still Prime Minister of Canada. And what's going on here? A lot of things happened in Canada that was not very positive. 1,300 jobs were lost in Newfoundland when the fisheries decided to close 3 plants, and that kind of precipitated the collapse of the cod fishery up in Newfoundland. Massive cuts to Via Rail. The GST came into law. Jean Charest parachuted in the riding at Beauséjour in Moncton. And got in as Liberals. The Bloc Québécois was created. The Edmonton Oilers won the Stanley Cup final. The Oka crisis began.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember that 100%.
Lasagna, the warrior.
Yeah.
That was part of that. That was a busy year. A lot of stuff happened there.
Not to forget the Gulf War, the Iraq invaded Kuwait, August 2nd.
Yes. Harold Ballard, owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs, died in 1990. For
best thing he did in years.
Those Maple Leaf for the Maple Leafs fans. Tammy Homolka. You know, if you think, the Paul Bernardo and the girl there that changed her identity, and she's somewhere in South America now, so.
That's when it started, was 1990?
That was in 1990.
Wow, because it wasn't over until 1993 or 1994.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carla Homolka, you mean?
Carla Homolka, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that happened in Canada that in 1990 there. And if you got your 1990 memories, you can tweet or comment there. Love to hear them. 1990 was my first year of university. I remember part of Frosh Week was to line out with the residents, with the boys, with my trash can filled with water. And then the girls' residents would be coming down in swimsuits, and it would line up in front of us, and we would just empty our trash pans, garbage can full of water on them. We would pour the cold water on them. That was how sophisticated things were back then. That was so not appropriate now.
Yeah, you terrible misogynist, Jim.
That was not cool. It would explain why I left residence 2 months later. That was probably why. any quick memories that come to your mind, guys? 1990.
One thing that stands out for me is that's the year Goodfellas was released. Probably the best movie of that year.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a teenager then. I was like 12 years old, so.
What about you, Kerry?
I was just going on 30 years old, and I remember things about that there from, basically it was almost the end of the Cold War, but it wasn't, so we were still in the Army, and I was still doing some fun stuff, and we didn't really care about we cared about everything, but we always had a good time.
So. Mm. All right. You know, Lee, you talked about movies here. A couple of movies or movies that were out in 1990. The first Captain America movie, that was in 1990.
The really shitty Roger Corman one, yeah.
Yeah, the one where Captain America had the mask and his, you know, because he was following the comic book, had the ears.
And the wings, and there was a lot of padding scenes in that movie of him driving around on his motorcycle in mostly empty city, doing basically nothing.
Yeah, and his ears weren't his real ears, they were fake latex ears.
Yeah. So that's terrible.
Let's see, Home Alone was a movie that came out in 1990. Stephen King's It miniseries was out. Darkman was out. Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else here? Days of Thunder, Tom Cruise. Rocky V was out.
Jeez, it was Rocky V was back then? Holy crap.
Yeah. Let's see, Johnny Depp Crybaby.
Oh, yeah.
Schwarzenegger's Total Recall.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
That was out. And I think this is a classic, Tremors, the very first
Tremors. Tremors, yes, Tremors is an awesome movie.
That is pretty much a classic movie here. Let's see here. Was Gremlins 2 out?
Gremlins 2? I thought Gremlins 2 was before 1990.
Maybe it was a Christmas release again, or...
Maybe.
Let's see. What else we got here? Is this right? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, that's correct.
No.
No, huh?
No, it would have been one of the other movies because they were a cartoon series long before then.
Mm. Oh, no.
No, correct. but the movie, the live action movie was released in 1990.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, correct. Yeah, I'm just checking here IMDb. Yeah. So the Turtles were out, Dances with Wolves.
Oh yeah.
It
was actually a pretty classic year for movies. I mean, a lot of notable bad movies and good movies. Like, you had Home Alone and fucking Ghost and...
Pretty Woman.
Godfather 3, I think, was...
Yeah, Godfather 3. Misery.
Yeah, Misery, Stephen King.
Ow. Misery.
The Hunt for Red October.
Oh yeah, with Sean Connery playing a Russian, even though he retained his Scottish accent.
Back to the Future Part 3.
Oh yeah.
Die Hard 2.
Yeah. Oh, Dick Tracy, that terrible movie.
Oh my god. Kindergarten Cop was also out. This movie here, I actually watched in the theater, and it scared the bejesus out of me. Exorcist 3.
Oh yeah, was it Exorcist 3?
It was what's the? I don't see the sidebar here with George C. Scott.
Yeah,
he was in there too. Miller's Crossing.
Oh, yeah, Coen Brothers movie. Yeah.
Coen Brothers, that's... You don't see that movie played a lot on, but it was really a good movie.
That's pretty much their, like, ultimate lesser-known movie in a lot of ways. I mean, it's a very well-regarded movie, but at the same time, you always hear about Fargo and Raising Arizona and stuff like that, Blood Simple, even, before you hear about that one.
Let's see what we got here. Young Guns 2.
Oh, those movies are terrible.
actually, this one's not a bad movie, too. Quigley Down Under.
Quigley and Tom Selleck, yeah. And
That was a good movie.
Here, I'm just checking. I'm seeing Twitter here lining up here. Okay, hang on here. Germany reunited, and the first web server was set up in the 1990s. Let's see. The Ultimate Warrior defeats Hulk Hogan to win the WWF Championship.
Oh, yeah.
That was 1990.
Terrible.
Yeah, no, hey, this is what the people are saying. They remember. And I think, I missed that one. Wasn't 1990 the introduction of Undertaker?
It was close. I think it was around there because Ultimate Warrior Hulk Hogan, that was WrestleMania 6. I think Undertaker was either that year or the next year.
Okay. Sol Viara says here, I think Mandela was released in 1990 as well.
Might be right.
Might be right here. I'm just trying to look through my page here. You're right, Lee. The list of movies, 1990 was insane.
Yeah. Miami Blues, back when people cared about Alec Baldwin.
Oh. Hey, the Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay is only Dice movie. Clay.
Oh, you digress too much.
Man, that's a lot of good. 1990 was a pretty good year. I'm skipping through a whole bunch there, but if you do IMDb movies in 1990, you go through all the stuff here, and
yeah.
You know, it's. There's some pretty good stuff here. So, anyway, I'm just doing the last.
I got a bunch of comments on YouTube.
All right, what do we got?
Going back to where it was. John Bingo says he got a flu shot, and most of his paramedic peers do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I says I don't know. Maybe it's. I says I don't know anyone in my station doesn't. That's good. That's cool. And all of you should. GC Storm says he said it's Keith Sapphire Hops earlier. He's on with Pumpkin Ale and he had double jack. Yeah. I think he said that.
Yeah. He's Todd's in Moncton there. I think there's a family thing that he's attending there, so he can't jump. There's a reason why he can't jump on tonight, but in general he's doing the beer dude thing there, so.
Jason Spear says he's going to a Celtic Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
He hates the name of it, but he can't wait for that craft beer. Ah, I guess it should be in Sydney and not Port Hockfrey. Anyway, Phil River says he was at a cyclocross race a couple weeks ago, and someone was filming with a drone. It was pretty cool to watch. Yeah, they are cool, and they are pretty neat. Beer Guy Review says he will ship beer to you using a drone. Lee.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to get some beer. Somehow.
All right.
Jason Spear says he's late, working long hours over the past couple weeks. He's having a Moosehead Boundary. And one more.
Yep.
The Slow River says the quadcopter drone is no different than an RC helicopter. Yes, like I said, it's just easier to control and more mass market appeal. People are getting freaked out because the drone makes you think of unmanned spy planes and bombers, but these are toys. And yes, they are toys, and they should be dealt with the same way. The armed forces and the police associations or whatever have their different unmanned air vehicles, and they are licensed to fly wherever they want them to fly.
But you know what, Kerry? You know what's really important right now? Is to know that in 1990, New Kids on the Block released their Step by Step song.
Oh, yeah. Milestone.
And I don't really care about that, because I wasn't listening to them. So there.
All right. Well, hey, guess what, guys? We're at the end of the show. Oh, and we have all these people watching, too. I'm just going through quickly on the Twitter. I think I kind of read off pretty much everything that I saw on Twitter. Do a quick little refresh, guys, there, and we'll start to shut things down for another week. We try to keep this for an hour so that you can listen to the replay afterwards, and, of course, you can also listen to the audio-only podcast. We try to do this every Friday. Lee, do we got anything new on avoiding chores? Or
Yeah, we got one more comment from Bluefin. He says, wow, does not seem like all that long ago. As always, guys, great show again tonight. See you next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike. And do we have any new comments, Carrie? Or
No.
No? All right. And I'm just checking my end here. No, I'm not seeing nothing on the Google Plus. Not seeing nothing on the Twitter. I think we're done for tonight. So there you go. Oh, hang on a sec. Someone just popped up. No, that's it. No, we already read over those comments here. Google Plus was a little slow. All right, so if we haven't answered your comments, now that we didn't skip over them, it's just that notification systems on the Google Plus and YouTube slide are slow, very slow. So, you know, we don't skip over your comments on purpose. It's just we're not seeing them right now as we reload the pages. So with that, I just wanted to thank everybody who commented tonight online. Really appreciate your feedback on that. It makes the hangout a lot more fun. Like to thank my panel for providing another great hour of entertainment on this Friday night. We appreciate the guys jumping in tonight again. And just a reminder, the replay will start in about 10-15 minutes once we're done. And you can also listen to the podcast. Go on iTunes, go on Stitcher, search for Avoiding Chores or Friday Night Hangout, and you'll be able to find us, subscribe, and listen to it on Monday, because it's going to be awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Good night.